This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
More power to you in just a moment.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
Hi, this is Andy McCaskey from SDR News with the Tech Podcast Network at CES 2012. I'm here with Grant Dahlke at OWC, Other World Computing. And, you know, this has been one of our favorite products. They were on our live show last year. We have come here to the booth and we have found all sorts of interesting stuff. But you know, they have moved away from some of their products that they've been known for, disk drives and so forth, branching out in all kinds of directions.
Yeah, we've really got some great new products at CES this year, Andy, and it's really been the talk of CES. It's the Power to You. It's the first UL-listed, home-safe, in-wall charging solution. And what I mean by that is it's like an outlet that you normally find on a wall, but it has two USB ports in addition to the two AC outlets.
Okay, so usually, you know, you've got the wall warts where
exactly.
You've got these transformers, and this is totally eliminates that clutter.
Totally eliminates the clutter, totally modernizes your walls for today's digital lifestyle.
Wives don't like this at all.
Oh, they love it. My wife loves mine. She said, why did you wait to create this product for so long? We should have had this 10 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And you really kind of wonder why the technology didn't come along. Why was that?
You know, it's really difficult to create a total in-wall solution. You've got some different charging requirements for USB, and then creating something that's home safe and UL listed, that takes a lot of time too.
Yeah, so we can take a look at it down here.
Well, what we've got here is a typical USB connector. You simply pull the safety shutter over, and then you connect it.
So can it sense what device is plugged into it?
Yes, it does. It has what's called smart power technology. It only charges the device according to how much power the device actually needs. The other cool thing about this is there's no vampire power. What I mean by that is when you pull the USB connector out, it stops charging, it stops supplying power to the USB port.
Okay. Well, that's just one of the new products that you have. We'll be back in just a moment and take a look at something that's more enterprise-focused from OWC. You want web hosting that is tough enough to stand up to any load, even the load that comes from covering an event like the Consumer Electronics Show. In 2011, we had over 35 million downloads, and we need to have robust server capacity for the coverage of 2012. We're going to be using GoDaddy 4GH hosting. In fact, we're going to have 9 servers in a cluster, and 4GH hosting gives us automatic load balancing and traffic management between them. In addition, each day it'll be checked for malware, and we'll be able to have protection at the server level and at the cluster level as well. You can try 4GH hosting, very economical, $4.99 to $9.99 per month at GoDaddy. And when you do so, look at the details on how 4GH hosting might meet your needs, and then use the code CES2. CES2 will give you a 25% discount for the entire year of 2012. And if GoDaddy puts things on sale, that is cumulative. Go take that first sale discount that you might find, then put the code CES2 for maximum savings. It's all four-generation hosting, 4GH, at GoDaddy.com. Grant, of course, you've been known for the home product that you just showed to us, but it looks like you're looking at the enterprise as well. Now, of course, as you know, companies are adopting the iPad for all sorts of uses, but you have to manage these once you get some number of them around the enterprise.
Exactly, and what we've created is called the Grip Stand Station. It allows you to store, charge, and sync up to 8 iPads at once.
Okay, and I see you got a pretty hefty lock system on this, right?
Absolutely. I mean, part of it is you've got an investment in your technology, so we're going to help you maintain that. You know, we market tested this in the education market, which obviously, I mean, you definitely have to, make sure you've got everything secure.
take. And you've got a double lock here. It's got a key and a combination.
A key and a combination. I mean, it's just a very robust lock. So, I mean, we want to make sure that we protect your investment. You simply slide up the locking bar, and all of the Apple dock connectors are built into the grip stand station. You just pull out your iPad, and it holds a grip stand, so you can hold it in any way, shape, or form you want. It acts like a stand, too, so you can put it up, use it for collaboration. Ideal in a lot of different environments, medical, retail, hospitality, any multi-iPad use environment. Like you said, you have to have some way of charging and storing those iPads.
Yeah. Now, what's the price point on this unit?
This unit is $379. It's about one-fifth the cost of other products on the market that are much larger, much more unwieldy to move around. I mean, this just saves space. It's a nice, convenient, affordable way to manage your iPad inventory.
Yeah, and then the grip stand is extra, or is that included?
The grip stand is extra. It's a $29 retail product, and it comes in a variety of different colors, black and white. We also have another compatible product for it. It's called the grip base. It just comes off like this. You put the grip base on, and then you can actually elevate it up on a desktop with a weighted base.
Okay, so now what was the price point on the power outlet? I forgot to ask that.
Oh yeah, the power to you is on the street right now for $28, and two or more are $22 each.
Wow, that is that's just excellent, and a lot cheaper than replacing the power block.
Absolutely, and it really, again, it cleans up your environment. It modernizes the home for today's modern lifestyle.
Where could people go for more information on OWC products?
www.maxsales.com.
MaxSales.com, or you can just look at my Visa card. Either the Visa card statement, either one works. This is Andy McCaskey for SDR News and the Tech Podcast Network.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.